Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-32-19021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.
Namaskaram. Today, we are going to talk about an interesting aspect. To engage or to disengage. To attach or to detach. Which one is prescribed in the Shastras and which one is practical? Of course, whatever is mentioned in the Shastras are practical. It is we who bring in some unwanted things and make it impractical. There is one saying, Paramatmani yo raktaha, viraktaha aparamatmani. Yogi is one who is attached to Paramatma and everything relating to him. One is not a yogi if he is attached to material things. Attachment towards Paramatma and detachment with everything else. Is it possible? Should we first detach and then get attached to him? Or the more we get attached, automatically we get detached from other things? The more practical way is to first get attached to him. Don't wait till you get vairagyam in material things. It is too difficult to achieve. Bhagavan is like a magnet. We are like a piece of iron. Initially, we have to draw the iron close to the magnet. Once it enters the magnetic field, then even if we pull it apart, iron piece will certainly get attracted towards the magnet. It's the power of that magnet. Similarly, first let us move towards Bhagavan. Slowly draw away from this material world. Is it practical? Yes, it is. Since he has too many great qualities when compared to our relatives and friends, it is logical that he can attract better. Once he starts attracting, then consequentially we get detached. In fact, it is better to be indifferent and detached in some aspects. Towards our children, till they are 10, 12, 15, we do everything for them. They also accept it. They are grateful. But age makes all the difference. Once they turn 16, then they would like to choose what they want, right from what they eat to what they wear. We can't take them to a shop and buy anything. Instead, we have to give them money, they go and buy. This is natural, nothing wrong. But we feel a little hurt when they start doing everything on their own. Now there is no point in getting hurt at that moment. We have to be indifferent. That is called udasinata. You must know to leave certain things. We know to engage in many things, be concerned about many things, worry about many people. That's not going to take us anywhere. Instead, we would become gloomy. We know the game of cricket. There is no point in engaging with all balls. We can't hit a 4 or 6 with every ball. We have to wait for the loose ball. If the ball is perfect and you just swish your bat, you had it, you will be caught, you are out. So you must know to leave which ball and strike at which ball. Any ball that's outside the off stump, you have to leave it. Gauge and leave it. Similarly, in this life, we must know to leave and be indifferent to many things. Draw yourself towards God, and He ensures that our friends, relatives, they all, although they are all close to us, they don't behave the same forever. At times, they misbehave. That gives us a sense of let down. We immediately turn towards Bhagavan. I am sure you will agree with me that not all of us have come through the right route of studying the scriptures, practicing the Vedas, learning Gita, mastering the art of yoga, then become spiritual. Of course, 90% of us would not have come that right way. It is some sort of a hurt feeling or a let down feeling or hatred that has made us turn towards Bhagavan. Some problem in our life, we rush towards Him. The glory of Bhagavan is, He never expects someone to come only the right way. He accepts anyone, whichever way we have come to Him. After we reach Him, are we what He wants us to be? That's more important. So now, think twice. We are engaged with too many things. We have to disengage. That's good for us, both for our physical health and mental health. Instead, engage towards Bhagavan. That is first. Attached towards Him, you will automatically get detached. Don't worry that you are getting detached from too many things. That's good for us. Let us think. Think with a detached mind.